The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and this is conversation we bring to you every other week, where we highlight some of our large or small businesses, nonprofit organizations, give you information for your business and for our community. And we love to highlight from time to time some of our solopreneurs, entrepreneurs who bring us creative ideas for businesses. And this is a pleasure today because we're talking with someone who's created a very interesting business, a very unique shop right here in the Yellsville section of Wallingford. Nutmeg Kettle Corn, Stir, Pop, Eat, and Sweet began back in 2014. It is one of the sweetest shops with kettle corn in a variety, a very wide variety of flavors. And it's an interesting story and how it all got started. Joining us, the proprietor, who is the owner of Nutmeg Kettle Corn, Robin Jackson. And it's good to have you here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
What a pleasure, Ray. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's great. And having been to your store and seen it, and seen the colors, the pink walls, the green, wonderful ivy up the wall as well, and the neon signs, it's very cheerful. And let's just talk about how you got this started, if you can. And then we'll get into the nitty gritty of some of the shelves and the things that you cook up for us that are kind of fun to eat, these treats. You started this back in 2014 with just a couple of supplies. I mean, it wasn't a very big business. So let's talk about the first couple of months and years when you got started.
It was an inspiration through my mother. She loved popcorn. She absolutely adored it. And we had a cousin that was making it out of New Haven with a small company. A lot of the people that were part of that other company, it was dissolved because a lot of them passed away. My cousin moved away to North Carolina, but before doing so, showed my husband how to make it. And we started in 2014 after we lost my mother. We took some of her life savings and started this small family-owned business. And it's been sweet ever since.
Yes, literally, figuratively. And you do have sweet, you do have salty, you have sweet and salty. But describe what kettle corn is. I think when people hear kettle corn, they think it's just standard popcorn. But this is cooked in a kettle, literally in a kettle pot.
There is a big difference. Just to be brief, popcorn is usually air popped, or you can gas pop it, and you add the flavoring on. It's mixed on afterwards. With kettle corn, it's more of an infusion where all of the ingredients can be hand stirred, which is what we do. Our process is to actually hand stir the sugar, the oil, the kernels, the flavors, all that good stuff in a huge kettle pot. My husband does not use the mechanism. He actually has that muscle power, which puts that hand stirred love right into each kernel popping into the flavor. So it is an infusion of flavor, and we dump it, have a little bit of fun packing it up and presenting it to whoever is hungry to eat that delicious flavor.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you started that. And you had I guess you're at the North Haven flea market in one of your origins, selling it there, and it just took off.
Absolutely. We were there every Saturday and Sunday. We would pitch the tent, start pulling the popper, and enjoying all of our favorite customers that would come through to the flea market, sell the bags, put the tent down, come back and repeat all over on Sunday. So it was quite a ordeal, but we really enjoyed meeting so many nice people, and they really enjoyed the flavor. We only started out with salty sweet and caramel. And we did have a cheddar cheese, so we could do that Chicago mix. The cheddar cheeses really don't ship well or sell well, so we decided to keep them all as the dessert gourmet sweet corns. So we have flavors as chocolate, blue raspberry, pink cherry, strawberry, just to name a few. The caramel is my favorite. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the caramel. You also have grape. You mentioned the caramel apple, too. And
that's right.
Fireball. And, you know, it's interesting. A salty sweet combination. That's sort of become a very big hit in culinary circles, that salty sweet.
Absolutely. That's what everyone calls regular kettle corn. Mm-hmm. When you go to the fair, you'll see that's what they're usually presenting, is the salty and sweet in some form or fashion. And that's a true kettle corn. To have that salty flavor infused with the sweet flavor is absolutely delicious. Ours is light and airy. We don't use the mushroom kernel. We use a butterfly or a theater popcorn. So it tastes very light and airy, and it melts right in your mouth.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think many of us can recall, in historical terms, Cracker Jack, which goes way back to the early 20th century, which is originally a caramel corn that had peanuts and a prize. And that's what you get in Cracker Jack. But it took off. That became one of the most popular snack foods in America.
Yes, it has. I remember. I'll tell you, New Haven is where I went to high school, St. Mary's. And they had a wonderful caramel corn shop. I believe that this caramel that we make will take you back to the days of New Haven when it was such a popular shop. I remember my legs just floating in, giving my 50 cents for that delicious box of heaven, and then coming out. So we hope to repeat that wonderful experience for customers coming into Wallingford. They come from everywhere: Manchester, Stratford, Waterbury, Torrington. We have customers and clients that come from just about anywhere in Connecticut. That's why we named ourselves Nutmeg, after the Nutmeg State of Connecticut. We really appreciate all of the wonderful stories and the memoirs and creating fun times in our little small corner in Wallingford.
Well, it's the fun aspect, I think, of your product, of kettle corn, is that you can make this a gift. You can provide this for a large scale event. If you're having a pool party in the summer, if you just want some snackables, if you're having some folks over for a party at your house, and just backyard snacking. So it's sort of comes in a variety of sizes too. I noticed that you have the smaller size, sort of a one-stop consumption, and then you have the big bags. So you do sort of cater to that. Proud. Now, you do shipping and all of that thing too?
Yes, we do, Ray. Let me just start out by saying that we have done so many favors. We're pretty good at doing favors for weddings and for anniversaries, birthday parties, just about any occasion. We customize your favors to your liking with a satin ribbon. And I'm a graphic art designer, so I can help you create a beautiful label that will entice everyone at your event. We do a lot of commercial business with customizables. We make wonderful gift baskets for any occasion. That is part of our mission, is to not just create wonderful memories, but to make you think twice about this one season snack that everyone enjoys in the fall. Now you can come at any time in the year. We're here in our store. Please stop in, because we'll be able to mix and match anything that you'd like to eat, with perhaps the blue raspberry mixed with the caramel and the chocolate. Any of the flavors really match and mix wonderful. And they're so vibrant and pretty. We use clear containers so that you can see the popcorn, what you're about to get into. When you open up that delicious little package, you're really going to enjoy it, is our hope. So we do have different sizes. If you're having an event, you can come on in and we can help you decide what you'd like to customize for your event. Or if you just want to take that bag home and enjoy, we have a no-frill size of either small, medium, or large. We have a lot of gifting that would suffice for anyone's occasion. So we hope to be able to entice you to come on in.
Yeah. So the one thing that a lot of people have
is to make sure. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to mention that popcorn itself is healthy. It's recognized, American Heart Association. There's a little sweet twist on it. So if you want to be a little bit twist of a sinful snacker with some sweets for dessert, this is one of the healthier choices that you can make.
That's a great point, Ray. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. We do have kettle corn is our feature at Nutmeg Kettle Corn Store, but we also enjoy distributing Thompson's Chocolate, which is one of the oldest chocolate factories still in existence and still operational right here in our backyard in Meriden, Connecticut, 146-year-old company. So we love to distribute their delicious chocolate. We have alcohol-free beverages that look wonderful in your baskets. Usually majority of them are made by women-owned businesses. So we're very proud to be a part of distributing their products as well. And we will be able to, at a later date, include cupcakes by Amy Cakes, another local baker. We have Sweet Claude's, another woman-owned business in Cheshire. And Kellyanne Pierce designs all of our delicious flavors. We only have six, just enough to keep you enticed and enjoy that homemade flavor that Sweet Claude's is known for and famous for.
Yes, that's true. And, you're right across the street from Westbrook Lobster, so you can get your lobster and then come across the street and get your dessert. That's a great plan to do. There you go. We've got plans for you and you've got plans for us. Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
So now that you've been in business and you got this going, it was during COVID as well. This must have been a great time in a sort of a sad and poignant way where people were sort of locked into their houses and they were looking for ways that they could just watch a movie and get a snack. So I would imagine that in an interesting and a strange way, the challenge of COVID also for your business could have been a good time to be in business, because this is sort of like a part of a little care package, right?
It was a journey. I'll say that COVID was a journey for so many small businesses.
Yeah.
This was our first brick and mortar. We were trying to get, it was very hard to get, the contractors to come out. Everyone was having such a hard time. So we just completed the renovation that we had to do last year. But during the time that people really needed to have that delicious snack and the kids were at home, homeschooling, and things were uncertain, we had four parking spaces that people could come in, they could order online and come pick it up. We would have it all ready for them. So there was no real contact, but they could still take their goodies home.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit of a challenge, but people made a way. And I really want to thank them all for supporting all the small businesses that they did, and ours included. We are so grateful. They kept us going, and hopefully we'll be able to thrive and continue to make people happy.
Wonderful. Well, it's a wonderful product. It's a colorful product. It's a fun store. It's bright. It's cheerful. Robin, Herb, and family. This is a family business. Welcome you in. We're open up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and for the rest of the week right into the weekend. But Sunday, Monday are closed. So you can stop in. You're right there at Chapel Street. Mentioned where Westbrook Lobster is as a landmark for people. Right across the street or down the street there from that. 2 Chapel Street in the 6th Suite, and the phone number is 203-793-7368, and they can go online. They can place an order there, any customers,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And
that's nutmegkettlecorn.com. Nutmeg Kettle Corn, what a sweet experience. I really think that this is one of the fun shops. It's fun to walk in and see such a cheerful place. Robin Jackson, thank you so much for spending a little time with us today. Good luck with Nutmeg Kettle Corn and being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you so much, Ray, and keep it popping.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.